Today I'd like to talk about a piece of research which is giving us some promising information about how green tea, a particular compound in green tea, may be really important in preventing things like autoimmune disease. So there was an article published online on the May the 20th, 2011, in the Oregon State University's Linus Pauling Institute journal, which they called Immunology Letters. And in this, they report a mechanism whereby this compound found in green tea is suppressing autoimmune disease. Now, autoimmune disease is an imbalance of the immune system which results in the body attacking itself. So these sorts of diseases range from things like childhood allergies to really serious fatal diseases, for example, something called ALS. It also includes things like rheumatoid arthritis and multiple sclerosis. And indeed, there are a number of diseases which are thought that may have some sort of autoimmune factor, one of these being type 2 diabetes. So these are normally treated by your GP with different drugs and so on, but these drugs often have really concerning side effects and toxicity problems. So the Oregon State University Department of Nutrition and Exercise Sciences, they have an associate professor there called Emily Ho, and she and her associates studied the effect of a specific green tea polyphenol known as epigallocatechin gallate, or EGCG. And what they did was they studied this in cell cultures and also in mice. And what they found that this EGCG compound increased the amount of regulatory T cells. And these are the T cells which help to dampen the immune system. So this is really important because what Dr. Ho has concluded is that EGCG, she says, it appears to be a natural plant-derived compound that can affect the number of regulatory T cells and in the process improve immune function. When fully understood, this could provide an easy and safe way to help control autoimmune problems and address various diseases. And she also says, you know, that it may be that in order to do this, to control the effects of autoimmune disease, we might be able to do this with a simple whole food approach. So I think one of the things that we can all do is to drink more green tea or take green tea capsules. Certainly, if you are suffering with any kind of autoimmune disease, it looks like a very good strategy for you would be to at least make sure that you perhaps switch your black tea drinking or your coffee drinking over to green tea drinking. Now, I often recommend this to my clients for all sorts of reasons, because actually green tea is one of these amazing foods created by nature that it's being found to have all sorts of incredible properties that are being explored at the moment with cancer treatments. Here we hear about it being used with autoimmune diseases. So it is a superfood, a wonder food. And the main complaint I get from people is that they don't like the taste of it. So I just wanted to give you a couple of thoughts on this. The first of these is that try different brands, because I found that some brands are sort of bitter and not so nice. The second tip is when you make your hot tea, cut up a nice piece of lemon or orange or lime and put that in, because that makes it much nicer. The green tea mixtures also come with other natural flavourings now, like ginger and so on, and they're really nice. And the other thing is just dilute it with a bit more hot water. And just drink a bit more of it, you know, a bit like when you go to the Chinese restaurant. They have quite weak tea, and that's very pleasant.